What is it about the FA Cup?
I've no idea. It certainly brought the best out of us in the last couple of seasons. And obviously the League Cup this year, you know, people will say it, and you know, we've just reiterated it in the dressing room that them performances need to happen in the league.
Yeah.
You know, we know that if we play like that, we're good enough to be in the top two in this division. That's where we want to be. That's where the aim was. You know, I think performances of late we've actually been quite reasonably happy with. It's just been that we've not been killing games off, and you know, and not like today. We get the first, then we get the second. You know, and that's not what we've been doing in the league. And while ever it's still 1-0, people have had chances against us, and it's been the odd chance, and people have took it, and we've ended up drawing games. You know, but today, I mean, we just said in there, as players, you've got to remember days like this. You know, Villa Park last year and Craven Cottage. It's great, but you know, credit to them. I think you're always up against it. You know, you look through their team. And I think, in fairness, the team that they picked, you know, showed us quite a little bit of respect. With you know, we, I think we were quite surprised, you know, with Charlie Austin playing in particular, you know, and then at half time, you know, Bobby Zamora chucked on. You know, obviously it was a game that they wanted to win.
You could make a case that's possibly one of the, you know, on paper, the toughest sort of challenges you've overcome yet. I think it was nearly 200 international caps.
Think
I worked out in the squad.
It's not bad, is it?
Yeah.
It's not bad. you know, Ferdinand and Coker at the back. And, you know, you always know, and we've said before, if you're going to get results against Premier League teams, we have to be at our best. We have to be at our best. And I think today, again, the players have stood up to it. You know, I thought Mark McNulty up top got the first goal. I thought he was excellent. Jamal. You know, I'm probably naming people now when you shouldn't be, because, you know, I think each to a man. I thought the two centre-backs were excellent. You know, pleased for Terry Kennedy. He's had a lot of injury problems, you know, but he's got the heart the size of a lion.
Yeah.
You know, and I think when they started going a little bit longer towards the end, I think that suits Tell down to the ground. But I thought Jay at the side of him, calming influence, experience. And obviously Flinney at right-back. You can go all the way through. Yeah. It's probably not fair naming people, but... you know, Flinney standing right back, excellent again.
What does that do for confidence within a side? Because we all know what last season's, you know, win over in the third round over a Premier League side ended. You're building, I know people can pick things apart, but you're building from a much stronger base, aren't you, this season?
Yeah. I mean, obviously when the gaffer came in last season, you know, we were towards the bottom of the league, and, you know, you're chasing your tail quite a bit. You know, we've had a good cup run in the League Cup, you know, great result today. We're in the top six at the turn of the year, and that's where you want to be.
Yeah.
You know, I think if you ask most of our supporters and said that, you know, third round of the FA Cup, away at QPR, you win, you know, you're in the semi-final of the League Cup, and you're in the top six in January. You know, I mean, obviously, other than being in the top two, which is the aim, you know, let's not lose that. The aim is promotion and to be in the top two. And, you know, I think performances like today show that the squad and the players that we've got are capable of that.
And once again, because I know, how can they beat, you know, Queen's Park Rangers, Southampton, sort of, you know, then get beat at Port Vale, etc. But I think we've all probably got different theories on why that's the case. But the one thing that results like this do show is give a glimpse into that potential, isn't it, that's here?
Yeah.
Because it's not, you don't keep doing it by accident.
No, you don't.
Do you?
And I think it's the mental preparation. I think from the players' point of view, they know against Southampton, they know against QPR, you know, they know that they've got to be at it. You know, and that's not saying that they take the foot off the gas or anything. You know, they know mentally today they've got to be at it. You know, and that's the questions that we ask them. You know, if you can do it against Southampton, you can do it against QPR. Why can't you do it at Port Vale? Why can't we do it at home to Barnsley, to Leighton Orient? You know, to Preston next Saturday.
Yeah.
And that's, you know, as much as you'll enjoy today, straight away we're looking at you know, massive game at home next week against Preston.
Just young Lewis as well. He was involved in two of the three goals, wasn't he?
Fantastic. Yeah. You know, I think the pass, you know, the pass is what Reed is all about. The pass for the first goal for Mark. It's a great pass. You know, lovely weight. Just go and put that in the net for me. But what, you know, when him and Skoogs playing there, you've got the old Eddie Doyle behind, and both Skoogs and Reed, he'll get about the pitch. They've both got fantastic energy. And when you've got that, you know, we're making a joke before the game of, you look at the size of our team, and you know, you're struggling to put four markers together. But you know, right, you know, they stand up to it and they have a go, because they've, you know, they've got a willingness to go and win. They're an honest bunch, and that's what makes them, you know, really good to work with. But, you know, these cup performances have got to start coming in the league.